With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump working hard on the campaign trail today, and he sharply criticized the Biden-Harris economy based on Friday's very poor job reports.
The economy stinks. What timing? 4 days before the election, they have among the worst numbers ever in history. Nobody's ever heard. They did 12,000 jobs. Normally you're 250, 300,000, 400,000. They did 12. Think of it, 12,000 jobs.
In West Allis, Wisconsin, Kamala Harris spoke in generalities.
So let's spend the next 4 days so that when we look back on these days, we have no regrets about what we could have done. Let's know we did everything we could do.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump met with Arab Americans in the Detroit area Friday in a bid to woo voters unhappy with the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is touring the Blue Wall states.
Metro Detroit is home to the nation's largest concentration of Arab Americans, with a large chunk of them living in Dearborn. That's where Trump met with local residents, many of whom are upset with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Even though Dearborn's mayor did not meet with the former president on Friday, Trump received endorsements from officials in two other Muslim-majority cities during a visit last week. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
TGI Fridays has filed for bankruptcy protection as it looks for ways to ensure the long-term viability of their casual dining brand. The Dallas-based company filed for Chapter 11 in a Texas federal court today. A spokesman says the primary driver of their financial challenges resulted from COVID-19 and their capital structure. Sit-down chain restaurants more broadly have faced challenges in recent years as diners choose to get food delivered or visit upscale fast food chains. This is SRN News. The national religious broadcasters want you to vote. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote comes following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. The ban applies to city buildings and facilities, including community centers, libraries, airports, and parks. This is SRN News. Serbian rescue teams have stopped searching for survivors after pulling out 14 bodies underneath tons of concrete from a fallen canopy at the entrance of a railway station in the northern city of Novi Sad. Serbia's government declared today to be a day of mourning as officials promised a thorough investigation into Friday's collapse of the roof. The dead included a 6-year-old girl, while 3 people were seriously injured. They've never heard anything like this on Green Acres.
From self-driving tractors to fruit-picking robots, a growing number of technology companies are bringing automation to agriculture. Advocates of the technology say it'll ease the sector's labor shortage, help farmers manage rising costs, and provide workers with respite from extreme weather. But despite a hot automation market, many small farmers and producers across the country aren't sold on whether a slate of often costly technologies could shape the future of farming.
Correspondent Jeremy House. This is SRN News.